5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about the Horned Frogs? Number four TCU clinched a spot in the Big 12 title game with an impressive win, 17-10 at Texas in Austin on Saturday night. How about a team that went 5-7 last season? They got Sonny Dykes as their coach, and now they're sitting at 10-0 and 7-0 in the Big 12. And they went into Austin as 7.5-point dogs, despite the fact that they were undefeated. And afterwards, Dykes said, "I didn't really know until about Wednesday. We don't want to be given things. That's the one thing that we've talked about all year. Let's earn this." Dykes is the first guy in conference history to win his first 10 games. TCU was picked 7th in the preseason standings. He said nobody had any expectations for this football team at all other than ourselves. We understand that's the way it is. Our deal has been, hey, bring it on. If we got to win them all, fine. Let's try and win them all. They held Texas to 199 total yards. How impressive is that? It's the Longhorns' fewest in a home game since the Big 12 started play in 96. They held Bijan Robinson to 29 rushing yards. That's game over, baby. How about TCU doing it in front of 104,000 fans, the second largest crowd at Memorial Stadium ever? So let's take a look at all the games from Saturday among the elite. Number 20, Notre Dame, barely got by Navy in Baltimore in the Charm City. The Irish win it 35-32. Pine threw for 4 touchdowns in the game and 269 yards. The Irish are now 7-3. Navy fell to 3-7. Number 1, Georgia went to Stark Vegas and kicked Mississippi State's ass 45-19. I guess that shows Mike Leach the work he's got to do with the Bulldogs still, because you go up against the big dog in Georgia and get raked. That's all you need to know. Bennett, 289 yards and 3 touchdowns for Georgia. They're 10-0, 7-0 in the SEC. And Mississippi State fell to 6-4 and 3-4 in the conference. Indiana got whooped in Columbus by the number 2 Buckeyes, who are 10-0 and 7-0 in the conference. 56-14 Buckeyes. Stroud, 297 yards and 5 touchdowns. Williams rushed for 147 yards and a touchdown as well for the Buckeyes. Michigan, 10-0, 7-0 in the Big Ten, as they scurry towards the big game with Ohio State on the 26th. The Wolverines pounded Nebraska at the Big House, 34-3. The Huskers fell to 3-7 and 2-5 in conference play. McCarthy threw 2 touchdowns for Michigan. Corum, another big game, 28 carries, 162 yards, and a touchdown in Ann Arbor. Number 5, Tennessee crushed Missouri in Knoxville at Neyland Stadium. The Vols are 9-1, 5-1 in the SEC. Coming off the loss at Georgia, they rebounded nicely. Hooker threw for 355 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Vols. How about number 25, Washington, going to Outson in Eugene to take on the 6th-ranked Ducks. And the Huskies got it done, 37-34. Michael Penix Jr., 408 yards and 2 touchdowns. I was all over Washington in the 12 points with a nice fat road cover. LSU, 13-10. They won in Fayetteville over Arkansas. The Hogs are now 5-5. LSU and Brian Kelly, 8-2, 6-1 in the SEC, and they clinched the West. Impressive road win for the Tigers. Alabama got it done at Ole Miss in Oxford. The 9th-ranked Tide are now 8-2, 5-2 in the SEC. 30-24 over the Rebels, who are 8-2 and 4-2 in conference play. Dart threw for 212 yards and a touchdown, but I thought he was miserable late in the game for Ole Miss. And Young and the Tide simply got it done. Louisville went to Clemson in Death Valley and got spanked by the Tigers. They're 9-1 now and 7-0 in the ACC. They're in the title game against North Carolina. Clemson won it over Louisville 31-16. Ugalele, 185 yards and a touchdown. Maffa ran for 106 yards and a touchdown as well for Dabo's boys. How about Arizona? They went to the Rose Bowl and upset number 12 UCLA and ruined their season 34-28. So much for the big game with USC. The Bruins fell to 8-2 and 5-2 in the Pac-12 as Arizona stuns them in Pasadena. Utah rolled at home at Rice-Eccles all over Stanford, 42-7 Utes. They're 8-2, 6-1 in the Pac-12, rising through 3 touchdowns for the Utes. And Thomas ran for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns for Utah as well. Penn State, ranked 14th. They're 8-2, 5-2 in the Big Ten. Franklin was doing push-ups. He had to because the Lions shut out Maryland 30-0. You got to be kidding me. Maryland fell to 6-4 and 3-4 in the Big Ten. So North Carolina got into that ACC title game because they went to Winston-Salem and beat Wake Forest 36-34. The Heels are 9-1, 6-0 in the ACC. Wake Forest is toast, 2-4 in conference. How about May, the UNC quarterback? He went off 31-49 for 448 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Heels. It's going to be nice to see him take on Clemson in the title game. Boston College upset NC State and ruined their season. The Eagles, 21-20 in Raleigh. How about them apples? UCF went to Tulane in New Orleans. I got stung on this game. The Knights won it 38-31. Tulane, everybody's been talking about them. Not anymore. They're 8-2 and 5-1 in the American, but so is UCF, and UCF beat them. So get them the ante up, if you will, for the big road win down on Bourbon Street. K-State, how about the Wildcats? 7-3, 5-2 in the Big 12. They went to Waco and rocked the Baylor Bears 31-3, shaping through 2 picks for Baylor, and that was all she wrote. Purdue won at Illinois. The Illini season going down the drain rapidly with multiple losses now in a row. The Boilermakers won it 31-24 in Champaign. O'Connell, 3 touchdowns for the Spoilermakers. Florida State went to Cuse in the Dome and absolutely lit up Cuse. 38-3, Knowles get it done. Travis threw 3 touchdowns for the 7-3 Knowles. And how about Vanderbilt? What a win at Kentucky. The Wildcats season is toast. They're 3-4 in the SEC and 6-4 overall. But Vandy's first conference win. How about them? Commodores getting it done in Knoxville, you got to be kidding me. In Lexington, rather. Right for Vandy. 184 yards and a touchdown. As for some of the unranked games from Saturday, West Virginia beat Oklahoma in Morgantown 23-20. How about UConn? They upset Liberty at home, and it was an upset, 36-33. Michigan State beat Rutgers 27-21. Duke rolled Vatek in Durham 24-7. Pitt, how about two pick six hizzies to start the game in the first 15 seconds, and they beat Virginia easily 37-7. SMU 41-23 over South Florida. Houston, a winner 43-36 over Temple. Washington State by 10 in Pullman over Arizona State. Oklahoma State beat Iowa State at Stillwater 20-14 was the final. Iowa beat up on Wisconsin in Iowa City 24-10. Minnesota 31-3 over Northwestern. The Canes won at Georgia Tech 35-14. Air Force 35-3 over New Mexico. Marshall beat App State by a touchdown. Middle Tennessee by 10 over Charlotte. Texas San Antonio 51-7 over Louisiana Tech. UAB 41-21 over North Texas. Florida ripped South Carolina 38-6. And it just kept going on and on. Texas Tech 43-28 over Kansas in Lubbock. Wyoming won in Fort Collins against Colorado State 14-13 in a close game. FAU bombed FIU 52-7. Auburn, they did it again for Cadillac Williams. 13-10, they beat A&M. How about Jimbo Fisher? 3-7 and 1-6 in the SEC. Hello. Coastal won, but they didn't cover against Southern Miss 26-23. Oregon State 38-10 over Cal. Boise went to Reno and absolutely torched Nevada 41-3. And then San Diego State beat up on San Jose State 43-27. That game was at San Diego State. Utah State got by Hawaii on the Big Island 41-34. The big games this Saturday, Illinois at Michigan in Ann Arbor, 12 noon at the Big House. TCU at Baylor. The way Baylor looked, TCU should rip them, right? K-State's at West Virginia. Georgia's at Kentucky. That should be easy work. Miami's at Clemson. Ohio State at Maryland. Penn State at Rutgers. Tennessee at South Carolina. Ole Miss is at Arkansas. USC, UCLA. Colorado at Washington. And Utah at Oregon.